Hello and welcome to episode 276 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Now please forgive me, my computer is really acting up right now, so I don't have access to my normal recording or editing software, or even my precious theme music, so pardon the dust while I get everything figured out over the next few days. You can contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you rate the show on iTunes, Zune, or however it is you find us. Thank you to J.D. Pierce, who left us a 5-star review on iTunes, saying that he has, quote, 15 podcasts to listen to a week. As such, I am tapped out on what I can add to my listening pleasure, but the Daily Brainwave was a no-brainer, pun intended. I already love this guy. Not only is the information quirky and neat, the show is only 5 minutes long at most, easily the best way to start the day. Thank you very much, JD, for your review and your kind words. Now, starting this week, you can find the Daily Brainwave on Stitcher. So if you use that service or have friends who do, please encourage them to look us up. Now, this has turned into one of the longest introductions to any show so far, so let's dive right into it. Today, we kick off our look at Lord Baden-Powell by heading out to sea. Robert Baden-Powell is perhaps best known internationally today as the founder of the World Scouting Movement. Indeed, our theme week looking at him is timed to coincide with the day he was knighted for his work helping the youth of the world. He was made a Knight of the Realm on November 9th. Today's November 10th. We'll take a closer look at the scouting movement later on in the week, but for now, all you need to understand about scouting is that it is first and foremost a youth-led organization. If parents and adults are setting the schedule and doing the work, then they aren't doing scouting. Now, this is what separates scouting from any other youth program out there. Baden-Powell himself said, quote, "The more responsibility the scoutmaster gives his young leaders, the more they will respond." So how exactly did Baden-Powell form this philosophy? You can probably trace it back to his own childhood. Robert Baden-Powell, born in 1857, was one of those lucky British boys who didn't spend his childhood toiling in mines or factory floors or begging for a living like a Charles Dickens character. His dad was a clergyman and a professor, and though his father died when Baden-Powell was only 3, and though the family was never fabulously wealthy, it is important to understand the luxury of time the Baden-Powell boys enjoyed. The foundation of Robert's future global phenomenon can be seen in how he spent his summers. One of his oldest brothers, Warrington, had a rather large boat, and Baden-Powell and the rest of his brothers, of which there were several, would staff the boat during their holiday. No parents barking orders at them, or no parents trying too hard to protect them from making mistakes. Instead, the boys were to do the work. They learned as much from messing up as they did from doing things the right way. They would find out the hard way what happened when they didn't carry out their assigned duties, and the rest of the grumbling boys had to pick up the slack. Warrington, as the owner of the boat, and as an actual sailor in the Royal Navy, didn't lord his position over the rest. Indeed, like a good scoutmaster, he let the interest of the younger brothers guide the voyage. And, like a good scoutmaster, when things got dangerous or out of control, Warrington did step in to make sure everyone got through in the end. Robert Baden-Powell may not have known it at the time, but these boat voyages were definitely the germination and inspiration for the framework of scouting. Thanks for tuning in to episode 276 of the Daily Brainwave. To see what scouting is up to in your community, head to scouting.org if you live in the U.S. Otherwise, check out scout.org for the website of the International Scouting Movement. If you like what you heard, please rate the show on iTunes, Zune, Stitcher, or however it is you find us, and share the Daily Brainwave with your friends. Contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com, and make sure you tune in tomorrow as we meet a real-life Sherlock Holmes.